Unless there was, I didn't know. So.
Okay, good afternoon, everyone. This is Commissioner Brian Culkin, meeting the 12th floor of the Capitol today. It's Wednesday, March 27th at approximately 4:35 p.m. We're having a special meeting to deal with one item only. It's in Commissioner Crispin's portfolio. Before I turn to the motion, I would just ask our general counsel slash admin meeting running person, do we want to schedule the date before the motion or after the motion?
I think before makes more sense.
Okay, so with that,
it doesn't really matter.
We'd like to schedule the informal hearing sometime in April. So I'd turn to my
formal hearing,
right?
We'd like to schedule the formal hearing sometime in April.
We do have
gets confusing.
Two date options that.
Yeah, what dates do you have?
Very near date options: April 2 or April 5th in the morning. On either one of those days.
Okay, April 2 is a no-go, regrettably, for me. April 5th is a no-go. Already booked at Minn Kota Power one day and Armory the other one, so those don't work for me.
I have a couple typos to fix.
So do you have any other dates that...
Why don't you give me a date?
Okay.
We are also checking with the ALJ because we probably have to use Pat Ward as opposed to Al Hoberg or Bonnie.
Sure.
I'm available either the 3rd or 4th next week.
Tuesday and Wednesday and Thursday, Mr. Hoberg is not available.
Well, I'm with Julie. I'm available Wednesday if something would change in his schedule.
For the 1st?
No.
No?
Next week's a bad week.
Indicated to me that he has meetings with, I believe, investors on Wednesday and Thursday, which is why he isn't available.
April 8th for Randy and Julie?
Yep, that would
April
work
for
8th. Works for me.
And that would be subject to Judge Ward of being available.
Okay, so let's put April 8th down as one date.
Okay.
And
that's
then
a.m.?
I would say so, yeah. Okay. And then April 9th. We have a work session scheduled at 10 o'clock. We could do it in the afternoon if that works for Randy and Julie.
Mm-hmm.
9th p.m.
Does that work? Afternoon?
Yep. 1:30.
Okay, so April 9th at 1:30. And then April 10th is a commission meeting. And then 11th and 12th.
We could do it during the informal time.
We could do it at the afternoon time of meeting day.
On 1:30.
That's fine with me.
That's an option.
So that's another option. Should we just go with those?
It could be 1:30 on the 9th or the 10th.
Okay, so let's go with those, and then that's really...
And what was the time on April 8th, if that was an option?
I think that was all day, wasn't it?
Anytime for me.
Yeah.
Anytime.
Anytime.
Okay, so then we...
So we'll come back?
Can you take
issue it and fill
I think we issue it and fill it in the dates, wouldn't you?
Okay.
Yeah.
So I would say to get this...
Final version.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Okay, with that, we'll proceed with the special meeting. So I believe we have one item for Commissioner Crispin.
So if I can ask our counsel, where in this should the date?
That's the motion, and underneath is a notice.
Hearing.
But it does have a typo, and it will be reprinted, and the date will be inserted.
The issue in this case is...
So for day we
but the motion we're just going to do without saying a date in it?
Yep.
Oh, right. The motion is to issue the notice. The notice will say the date, and we'll have the address of the hearing room and some things like that in it. Be all fixed up.
Okay, so...
Mr. Chairman, I move the commission issue a notice of hearing in case number GE-13-99, Earth Harvest Mills Incorporated, doing business as Dakota Prairie Organic Flower Company, ex parte cease and desist.
Second.
There's been a motion and a second. Any discussion?
Well, Mr. Chairman, just for the record, that that Earth Harvest Mills filed a request for a formal hearing. And the commissioners have laid out several date and time options, and we'll rely on staff to put the pieces together and choose one to include into the notice.
And while you, I guess I'd just also add that the request for the formal hearing was, I would say, outside the normal requirement for timelines for requesting a formal hearing, but the commission is willing to work with anyone that requests a formal hearing, and so that's where this is outside the window, but I think it's good to approve the formal hearing request.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Thank
okay,
you.
Okay, with that, subject to comments, Julie, Randy, anything closing comments?
No.
All right, we'll close the special meeting. Thank you all.